rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order.
Attention.
Government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Joe's
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Hello.
Hello. Those of you that didn't know, that was Mr. Bean. We just spent the last 40 minutes getting ready for the show by laughing and watching Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. We're coming to you live from Cahuilla, California. A little teeny tiny nub of a place nestled in the foothills of the Sequoia National Park right outside it. We're in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. And they're saying there's no sound, Lou. I don't know. Oh, is everybody else hearing me? Give me a signal report, everyone. Rocky Hill says he can't hear anything. And I do see the meter bumping, and I can hear myself in my headphones. Okay, so it's just something Rocky Hill did wrong. We are doing our very best to bring you the Christian Militant Worldview, which means we will give you a buffet of revolutionary resistance type stuff. We can only give you what we know and what we encounter. We can be wrong sometimes, and that's good. We try to be right as best as possible. We try to correct ourselves when we're wrong. But basically what we're here to do is to just poke a big stinky finger in their face and say, oh, no, you don't. Until they start shooting and grinding our people up, that's all we can do right now. We point to the Constitution. We point to the Bible, of course, first. We point to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we say, oh, no, you don't. And those of you that were listening yesterday, if you tuned in after half an hour, you're probably, hey, what's going on? There was a sermon playing. Lou said he had a lot of computer problems. We still need to get a decent computer. The laptops just aren't doing it. They get, because we use them for 8 different things, because these are the same laptops that we use to do PowerPoint, to do editing on, video and audio, everything we do on these. So we need to get a standalone computer up and running again just for the Dutch Jones radio show. Lou had a few problems yesterday, but I wasn't here because I went to a meeting. I went to a meeting of the First American Monetary Consultants Incorporated, strangely enough, from my adopted hometown of Fort Collins, Colorado. And I went to it thinking it was going to be a pitch about gold, you know, buy gold, buy silver, you know, get out of this, get out of that. And that's not at all what it was. I actually was very pleasantly surprised. First of all, they invited pastors from every church in the area. And they're going around the country, and they're doing these seminars. They're from 6 to 10:30, so that's what, 4 hours long. They don't serve food. Yeah, I had to go out to the vending machine and get a granola bar, but that's okay. They charge $30 to go if you're not a pastor. The church paid my way because they knew I would go and take notes, and I can do a presentation on what we're doing here, on what was done. But the title of the conference was A Nation in Crisis, The Meltdown of Money, Government, and Religion. A Nation in Crisis, The Meltdown of Money, Government, and Religion. And it was hosted by Dr. Larry Bates, and the guest speaker was Paul McGuire, author of the book The Day the Dollar Died, and he's also a pastor. Thank you, Olima. Yeah, I see that. I don't know. We seem to be doing okay. Keep an eye on it, Lou. Make sure if we crash again. We do have fog rolling in, and that could be affecting the satellite link. But this thing was good. It was one of those small rooms in a Holiday Inn. They had seating for probably 100, 120 people, and only about 60 showed up. There were several pastors. They immediately recognized our pastor, Mark Campbell, when we walked in. They're like, oh, because they knew who he was. And they shook his hand and, you know, welcomed him. And there were book tables set up. They were selling supplements and survival food and that kind of stuff. It was like a mini survival fair. And but the other pastors were asked to stand up and identify themselves. And almost every single one of them, except for one guy from San Luis Obispo, was a Calvary Chapel or one of those types of guys, big 501c3, big corporate seeker-friendly church, you know, Joel Osteen wannabe, those kind of guys. So I was like, this is going to be good. So they asked our pastor, Warren Mark Campbell, to come up and give the invocation, and he gave a really hearty revolutionary prayer, which I was watching the other pastors being, you know, I do keep one eye open when I pray. And they were grinding their teeth, and you could see it. And then he asked all the pastors to talk about their church and stand up. And every single pastor said, well, I'm from Foursquare. I'm from Calvary Chapel, Visalia, and I've been the pastor there for 6 years. And this one guy, Grenier, that I hear on the radio, they have their own radio show too. He's the guy, this pastor, Bob Grenier, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, if you're a local, that's, you know, let me know. He said that the founding fathers were witches because they didn't obey Romans 13 and bow to the King of England, and that they were rebellious and of witchcraft. And I've called his show and been kicked off. I've challenged him. And as soon as he saw me and the pastor, he knew who the pastor was, and he probably figured I was just, you know, his bodyguard or something. And it was pretty funny. And about halfway through, one of the guest speaker, and we'll talk a little bit about what they talked about, but the guest speaker, who was his name, Paul McGuire, said, the reason our nation is in the state as it in, it's in, you can blame it on, you know, the New World Order. You can blame it on the communists. They all had their plan. But the real reason is because wimpy pastors in giant churches stopped preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he pointed to these guys. And he goes, the touchy-feely Joel Osteen lie-to-your-people sermons that you've been preaching are the reason this nation is going to be destroyed. At God's wrath, unless, you know, and they gave us, you know, at the end they said there's hope for an option that the Lord, you know, Nehemiah, which we'll read. Can you look up that Nehemiah? Is it 14:4, 4:14, which we'll read in a little bit. You know, unless we turn and pray and humble ourselves, this nation's gonna be, you know, gonna go down. And it doesn't have to. It's not God's will that this nation will go down. But the whole conference, the speaking was on showing the problems, showing why. You know, starting with Jekyll Island, and it was basically a reintroduction for me of all the stuff, and then for other people. You know, that were new to it. There were a lot of churches there. They were like, huh? There were a bunch of Catholics there. And the Catholics were like, huh? And after the pastor, Warren Mark, got up and said, oh, yeah, we do training. We do survival. We've been doing this for years. We have a militia and all this. People were coming to me. Can I find out about your church? We probably won't see any of them. And, there won't be any of them there coming to church. So it's just sad. It's just really sad. And I'm going to repeat here, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, it's always good to start with a Bible verse. I do pray before I come on the show, and sometimes I neglect, and there's always people in the show that throw it in, but I need to make it a point to. So chapter 4 of Nehemiah 4:14, and it's just a good reminder of the stuff I'm going to go over here is kind of scary, that I'm going to tell you about financially, that I got some hard numbers on from these guys, and so I got all the facts. I got a big file folder here full of facts. I was taking notes and everything. I'm going to share with you what I learned. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles, unto the rulers, unto the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. We can't fear this. What I'm going to go into here is going to be scary stuff, scary financial facts. You know, I know you guys know a lot of the stuff, the history of the New World Order, the history of the Bilderbergs, the history of how all this stuff started in the old days, and how the bankers said, you know, how Rothschild first said in the 1700s, give me the control of a nation's monetary system, and I care not who their rulers are, I will take them over. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But you've got to remember these things will be scary. They're going to be hard for you to want to go, well, what's the point? Some of the things that we covered, and the nation in crisis, the economic crisis, the one thing that I want to share with you is it is physically impossible to have an economic recovery anymore. We are past the point of no return and have been for a long time. The media has been lying to you. Every time you look at Time Magazine or a newspaper cover that says, oh, the rebound, recovery is at hand, it's a lie. When you hear the numbers that I'm going to give you, we did a little bit yesterday when we were playing the Glenn Beck thing about inflation. Zimbabwe. It's like a 50,000-to-1 ratio for inflation to get a loaf of bread. Already going on. Brazil, all these other countries, Greece, inflation's going nuts, but it's nothing compared to what's going to happen here in a few days when they put that money into the treasury bills. Now, the difference I have with these guys, eschatology-wise, I was different with them, and that's okay. They're pre-trib, rapture guys. And the other thing was they thought that Bernanke was doing a good thing because they were a little bit Republicanized. The one guy wasn't, but the doctor was. Dr. Bates was. But that's okay. I still forgive him. His ignorance will be exposed in that, and he'll come around. He's a good man. But they're saying that this buys us time. By putting $6 billion in this week or next week is going to buy us time, and that may be true. I still say we're in a grace period, and the Lord may do that. But they said if they don't put this $1.2 trillion in, the whole system worldwide is going to collapse because of this. Now, listen to me. This is by our own Treasury Department's numbers, and I think they're far worse because if they're telling us this, the facts that I'm going to share with you, they're probably far worse. We owe $45 trillion in debt. That's what the Treasury and the Federal Reserve is telling everyone. Now, you got to remember, the Federal Reserve's never been audited. No one has the right to look at their books. No one even has the right to know who is on their panels or who they are or where they come from. So the numbers we're going to here, $45 trillion. Now, that's kind of hard for people like me to get my head around that. That's $1 trillion is 1,000 billion. Am I correct there? You guys out there with the calculators? 1,000 billion. So 45 trillion is a lot of money. We're not just talking pocket change here. That's how much we owe in treasury bills, outstanding debt, the trade deficit, the amount of money that's going to flip over here in the commercial property market that's going to disappear overnight when that hits. Because those are 5-year loans. Those aren't 30-year loans. It's going to make the housing bubble look like nothing. So let's say $45 trillion is at risk out there. If you take every penny that Lou has in his pocket, Stacy, me, you, our bank accounts, our life insurance policies, everything that they know about, I'm not talking about the stuff buried in the backyard, but it probably includes this, and you pulled all of the money of every American citizen, and let's throw in 20 million illegal aliens too, it only comes to around $9 trillion. Now, you don't have to be a homeschooler to figure out that $9 trillion is not going to cover a $45 trillion debt. Where's the rest of the money going to come from? You guessed it. They're going to print it. Because if they don't, China, Russia, Brazil, all these other countries that hold our outstanding treasury bills are going to invade. Period. Plain and simple. There's no way out of it. All they can do is postpone it by printing more money. And if they do it a little at a time, it's what? A slow bleed on our economy. But eventually, somebody like Russia is going to go, nuh-uh. We're going to switch to another currency, and we want to exchange our treasury bills that we're holding. It's going to be like a giant flushing sound. $45 trillion, I think it's probably more like $60 to $70 trillion because I think they're lying to us. You can't audit the Fed. Everybody's all big. Ron Paul's going to try it. But last night somebody said, well, why don't we just abolish the Fed? Like Ron Paul said, make one giant coin, make it worth, in this case, $45 trillion, and we just pay off all our debt and walk away. That would trigger a war, both from other nations and on us. And I love the speaker, Paul McGuire, said, are you ready to be shot in the face by UN troops? And the people are like, what? These are sheep that have never heard this kind of stuff. He goes, right now in America, there are foreign troops all over this nation. There are our own troops that are young enough that they will do whatever they're told, and they will shoot you in the face if you try to take over the Fed right now. We're not ready for that because the majority of Americans have not listened. They have not gone out, like he said, the four precious metals, gold, silver, lead, and brass. No one has been listening other than those of us on the fringe, right? Let's be honest. You want to call us the remnant? You want to call us the fringe? That's fine. Kooks, whatever. We're the only ones that have been preparing. But the bulk of America is not ready. The bulk of America, they're only now waking up to this. But it was really interesting to see Paul McGuire say that. He goes, they'll kill you. And he put up a picture of the Nazi death camps. He says, this picture here is shocking, and I know you don't like to look at it. He goes, but this will be a party compared to what the New World Order is going to do to us. He didn't even get into the fact, because there wasn't enough time. I could tell this guy had more info about, you know, the Georgia Guidestones, where they want to reduce us to 500 million and slaughter everybody. He went into and I'm going to keep going monetarily. I'm going to stick to monetarily here, because I want to make sure that, you know, I don't go, because I could go off on any tangent on the information I got last night. Tonight and tomorrow, I'll expand under the martial law part of it. They want to, the whole world wants to replace the dollar because it's being deliberately destroyed. They want to come up with another monetary system, but because they've all been suckered into depending upon the greenback. They either want to take another chunk of money, the Chinese, is it yen, the Russian ruble, whatever they're going to call it, the economic union, euro. But quite frankly, they're all based on the dollar also. Overnight, in like 1997, the Philippines, their monetary system went from a ratio of about 3,000 piastres or whatever to one U.S. dollar. And then the next day, it was 16,000. Whole businesses went out of business. They couldn't make their loan payments to American or European banks. You know what happened? The European banks swept in, took over all the businesses in the Philippines. They're all owned by foreigners now. Sure, they're still working. They're still putting out widgets or whatever. That's how they're doing it. They're reacquiring wealth. They're redistributing wealth from the middle class. They hate the middle class. They want everybody to be elite or lower class. You understand that, right? So the rest of these countries are going, oh, we want our money to be it. Well, it's a flawed argument because their money is still based on the U.S. dollar, which is a religion. What is a dollar worth? Do you really know what a dollar is worth? Somebody guess in the room. We'll send some bumper stickers out. And by the way, whoever won the bumper stickers last time didn't give me their address.
Yeah.
Whoever can, Scotty38, if you're listening, you got to give us your address so we can send you some bumper stickers. What is the American dollar currently based on? It's not gold or silver, so I'm going to save you that one. And only a couple of us in the room knew, and people don't realize it. It's a religion. It's a faith-based religion. The American monetary system. No, not what it's worth. I'm saying, Rocky. I'm saying, what is it based on? What does it signify? What it's worth is anywhere from 0 to 15 cents. I like that one, Warlin. A dollar is just worth another dollar. It's only equal to itself. But I'll give you guys a couple more seconds here, see if anybody come with it. It's kind of a trick question. But I knew it just because of the education that I have from the great men and women that come into our church and teach here. Biblical-based monetary systems are based on gold and silver and other precious metals. It takes labor to create, get gold out of the earth, so therefore it has an intrinsic value there. It has value because it's rare. It has value because it's permanent. It's not going to wither away. Whereas a dollar bill, fiat currency, or Federal Reserve notes are merely a promise to pay a debt. It's a chit. It's a loan document. And up until about 1914, they used to say this debt is good for this note is good is legal. This legal tender is good for all debts, private and public, and is redeemable in silver or gold, depending on the document. Now it just says this. This note is legal tender and good for all debts, public or private. They took it off, so nobody else can try it. The current American monetary system is based on you. How much work you will produce that can be taxed in the foreseeable future. The minute a child is born, they produce a birth certificate and serial number it and put a watermark on it. That child's labor production, estimated at $500,000 to $1 million a year, depending on when he was born, is what the dollar represents. GNP is another way of looking at it, gross national product of a nation. It's how much money they can get from you. The problem is they keep inflating the dollar by printing the dollar because it's based on a hypothetical belief system that every person will work and create a certain amount. Basically, the American dollar is a symbol of your slavery, the slavery of your children. And now we've gone out so many generations of people that haven't even been born yet, the dollar is worth nothing. Now, there's been talk about converting it to an oil dollar, which would be funny because in another country we control what our dollar is worth. So they may not do that. So now they're talking about coming up with a new form of currency based on something else, precious metals, food, whatever. But the real trend is towards a cashless society where they control just by pushing a computer button what your account is, whether you got 600 euros or 1,000 euros, what it will buy. They want to go to the electronic chip. This is the New World Order. This is the bankers. This is the Rothschilds, all those folks. Everybody bad. A chip implanted that you just pass your hand over the scanner and they take it out of your account. Credits. It will just as you've seen the science fiction stuff, they're getting you ready in the movies. Credits. Oh, this will be 20 million credits. Boop, boop, boop. The problem is that gives them total control because you can't stick that in your mattress. You can't go buy gold with credits if they control gold. That's the other thing. They've done it before in this country where they've confiscated precious metals, and they're going to do it again. All of you investing in coins, they have legal control over coins that they mint. Legal control. They may recall some of those coins. So sometimes just scrap gold is the way to go. I'm not an expert on the gold, but I learned a lot last night. These chips, these nanotechnology chips that they want to make into monetary checks and balance systems for you, you know, you can take your ATM card, whether it's an RFID chip in your new ATM card, get out your wallet, look at, if you've gotten an ATM card or a credit card within the last 6 months, it's going to have an RFID chip in it. India just decided that, I don't know how many people are in India, somebody, 6 billion people or something. It's ridiculous. I'm throwing out numbers. I can't remember, but they want to put everybody on a national ID card with a chip in it, or give them the option of implanting the chip. And get this: the chip is inhalable. No longer, it's smaller than the head of a pin. Now, they can put it in a vaccine, and you can inhale a nanotechnology chip, which will just float around in your bloodstream. I'm not making this up. This is real technology. This is stuff that's really out there. So you can just say what you want. I don't get into the eschatology part of this, but is this the mark of the beast? You cannot buy or sell if you don't have this. They want to get us off of cash so you can't store it and hide it. They want to confiscate our precious metals, and they want to put your bank account in the palm of your hand or up your nose or inject it into your veins, wherever they want to put it, where they just wand you, and they either subtract or add to your accounts. And you won't be able to buy anything without it. It doesn't matter to me if the RFID chip is in a credit card or if it's in the palm of your hand or they stick it up some private part. It's bad news. As bad as FRNs are, going this route will be 1,000 times worse. Let me give you some websites here. Where did this go? Just so you can check up on what I'm telling you guys. Where is this here? Lou, where did I put... Where, wasn't there a website on here? Oh, right here. One of the books, put that one up there. The books that they gave us and things like that, the different newsletters that are available that they're putting out. And this isn't a new group. They're not telling you anything new. It's just they're reaching out to these latecomers. This is the community dance. And you got the people there that have not heard this music before. They haven't heard about the New World Order. They haven't heard about the nationalization of monetary systems and the globalization of religion. Because there's three legs: one world religion, one world government, one world monetary system. They need all three. They don't need to do all three at once. They don't need to do all three at once. This group snuck into a tour. Dr. Larry Bates and his group went to the UN building. There is a meditation center of the UN building where they show the depictions of the world's major religions. The world's major religions. And Jesus is there, and there's Buddha, and there's Gandhi, and a bunch of stuff. But in the center of it is a serpent with the light on it. And then there's an altar. There's an altar in this dark room, and in front of that altar there are 11 chairs. 11 empty chairs. Those of you that know the Bible, you know, of the 11 shall choose one to lead them, and he will be the Antichrist. Those of you that don't think the UN is involved in this. Now, I don't think the Antichrist really matters at this point in the game. I don't get into the eschatological battle over this, because it doesn't matter who's right or wrong on this. But the fact of it is, there are forces of evil out there right now messing with you and me. They're going to enslave your children and your grandchildren if you don't do something about it today. I told you at the beginning of this show, $45 trillion in debt. That's what they admit to. $9 trillion in assets. What comes next? They start selling federal land to foreign entities, because when it comes down to it, what really distinguishes wealth in this world? Land. Because with land you produce food, you can get minerals out of it, you can defend it, you can move people there, you can expand. Land is everything. Why do you think the federal government in the United States has held on to so much land in every single state? Most states are between 30 and 40% federal. I know California is. I know right behind me there's two chunks of federal land right here. Bureau of Land Management, which is federal land that they do nothing with. They let animals roam on it and let us hunt on it, and sometimes they let us take our ATVs on it. And then you have the National Park, which is viciously controlled and held. Well, guess what the collateral is for all the loans, for all the treasury bills? When China goes, hey, we got $3 trillion, you're getting rid of the dollar, you better give us something. What are they going to ask for? Well, first it'll be land if we're lucky. They want the timber, they want the resources, they want the water, they want the grazing rights. But the next thing to come into line is your labor, a value-added tax on your labor to help pay back China. You don't think this stuff's going to happen? Who do you think launched that missile yesterday? Yeah, they're saying it was an airplane now.
It was just a strange atmospheric condition that combined with a light illusion, which said that it was just a jet plane that we forgot was there.
Why didn't they say that immediately? We're going to come back after the break. Remember, no fear, just anger and reaction in a wise manner. We're going to be back after the break, and we'll be talking more about what I learned last night, a nation in crisis, the meltdown of government and religion.
That turned out to be the blind leading the blind. They are clearly the mid-wittest at survival of the fittest. Let me modestly say what I have in mind. I am changing my name to Fannie Mae. I am changing it to AIG. On this bailout, I am betting just a piece of what they're getting would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Freddie Mac. I am leaving for that great receiving line. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand out. That's when I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of this line, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure is the only crime. If you really screwed things up, then you were through. Now it seems there is a different point of view. All this crazy Rudy tooting and this golden parachuting means that someone's making millions, just not you. So I'm changing my name to Fannie Mae. I am changing it to AIG. On this bailout, I am betting just a piece of what they're getting would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Freddie Mac. I am leaving for that great receiving line. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. That's when I'll get mine. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. That's when I'll get mine.
This was not a way to pay down the deficit. This was a trick on the American people.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from mil-spec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Without a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere!
A new world order, a new world order, a new
attention.
World order, a new world order.
Attention!
Government,
this is an emergency! Repeat, an emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap! It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Mr. Bean doesn't really fit the tone of the show, but I understand that you like playing him, Lou. I love Rowan Atkinson. I prefer Blackadder over Mr. Bean, but Mr. Bean is still hilarious. Wow, folks, we are talking tonight about a little seminar I went to last night. It was woefully underattended. There were pastors from several churches there, along with our pastor, Warren Mark Campbell. And they got up and left in the middle because they were rightly so told that it was their fault America is going down the tubes. Yeah, the enemy's doing it, but the church has allowed it. And it's very important that we remember that, that unless we have a revival, there are three options I see coming out of this. One, total tyranny and Christians all end up dead and we go to heaven anyway. But the nation, the world falls into another dark ages. Two, a transitional in-between. We fight back. There are pockets of resistance, and we fight, and we hold it off, and things aren't terribly bad. You know, there's not mass beheadings of Christians everywhere. We hold out a remnant. We hold in a place of refuge, and we fight, and it kind of goes on in a balance. And then third way, which I think is the Lord's option, is that there is a revival in the world, a third great awakening, and we Christians stand up for our beliefs. We stand in the gates of our cities. We pass judgment on these people, and we act as God instructs us to act, and we allow Him to work through us. And through that revival, that great awakening, we restore a Christian governance in the United States, which is what I think God's plan is. I'm not going to guess to say that's exactly His plan. I mean, nowhere in the Bible does it say the United States of America. We should get into the whole code thing. But I think those are the three options. And I'm going to share with you one of the signature verses of what I do. The one I turn to, but I still have to ask, Lou, what was that one? There's too much stuff in my head. My Rolodex is full. So I should do like 11 Chronicles. What is that? What's 11? Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. For those of you following along, that's page 715 in the King James Bible. And that 715, isn't that going to work for you guys? No. I love this one. It calls for revival. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's the best option for all of us, isn't it? That's the best option for the whole stinking planet. Is if we go forth and occupy, both in a spiritual and military sense as Christians, and share the gospel with every man, woman, and child, regardless of race, creed, color, or body odor, and we push forth the full crown rights of Jesus Christ into every aspect of society and societies of the world, including banking, politics, and everything, then the Lord's will be done on this planet. That's why this show is here. That's why I've been chosen to stay in the armpit of the nation If Massachusetts is the fuzzy, scummy belly button, California is the armpit of this nation because of sin and debauchery and just turning away from God. I can't pull out of here. It was funny, last night after they gave this whole thing at this nation in crisis, the meltdown of money, government, and religion in America, well, in the world, actually, they said, our advice is to get out of California. Have an exit strategy now. Get out. Get out. Get out. Sell all the property you have. Where are you going?
I'm
going
to go get me a blankie.
A blankie?
Yeah.
You're cold? Could you bring me some water or apple juice? Bring me some apple juice, please, if you remember. Just bring the whole jug up. That was their advice, and I disagreed with that because I said there are places where we must stand and fight. The longer we stand and fight here in California, the longer you folks have in the free states, so-called free states. Now, the bailout here in California is going to be huge. It's going to be the first card to fall in this shaky house of cards. The deficit, the unemployment, the welfare, the gin and juice welfare recipients in L.A. are going to go nuts. They're going to go nuts. And last night, these guys are saying, get out of the cities. I asked them, where do you live? Oh, I'm 60 miles from the nearest metropolitan area. The other guy said, oh, I live in the mountains in a cabin with my family. We homeschool. Get your kids out of the public school system, the public cesspool system. Put your money where your faith is. Money is not evil. The love of money is evil. They're saying they can't hear me, Lou. I don't know what's going on. I got everything turned way up. This is weird. They're messing with the show, folks, because we don't change any of the settings during the show. I mean, everything gets set the same. I'm looking at the VU meters. So something's going on in the bandwidth or the weather. We got fog and drizzly rain up here, and that is bad for satellite. Bad for satellite. So what I need you to do is put your head right close to the speaker. Put your hands, you know, on that speaker, put it up against your head, and then listen. I'm just kidding. Sorry, Lou. Lou's got headphones on. Sorry that that's happening there. Anybody else tone in? It could be singular or it could be across the network. I don't know. The love of bad math is evil. That's true, Warland. But, folks, some of the things they're talking about. If you're holding a lot of land, it is better to lease or rent right now. It is better to lease or rent because you don't own it. Unless you have the paper on it and you paid cash for it or gold or traded a horse for it, the bank owns it. Get out from under it, sell it, you know, find somebody else to take on that bad debt. Do not get into stocks. Do not get into money markets. Do not get into any of that. If you're in it, get out of it. They recommended, and I'm just going to pass this on to you because I don't have any use for this because I can't afford it. Even at $1,400 an ounce, and it may go to $5,000 an ounce, means nothing to me. At least 35% of your portfolio should be in silver and gold and precious metals. About 50% of our portfolio is in lead and brass and iron and some metallics other than iron that keep things together. It's not going to get better. It can't get better. It's physically impossible without a miracle from God. It's earthly impossible, I should say, for this economic crisis to get solved. They know it. I know it. The majority of economists know it. All those talking heads on TV, all those newspaper writers that are trying to convince you to buy, all those commercials, now's the time to refinance your house. It is just them tightening the vise on your privates to see how much more they can bleed out of you. The minute they gain every penny they have, that's when they're going to flush the system because they're converting it into things they need. The internet's going to disappear when they want it to. The electronic banking system's going to disappear, and they're going to consolidate their forces, and they're going to go around the globe putting their foot on everybody's neck. Please, again, this is not given to you to give you a nature of fear. No, I'm giving it to you to give you a nature of, hey, this isn't going to happen on my watch. The Lord can come in and solve this. We're going to survive it. Not going to be many of us left if we just sit back and wait for them to do what they're going to do. Reports last night of across the country, UN troops being seen all across the country doing training with Homeland Security. Why? Because they can't get the majority of U.S. troops to shoot you in the face and stomp your baby on the pavement to take your guns. They're bringing in foreign troops. I told you yesterday about that ad on Craigslist needing Americans to drive Russian tanks from the port of Los Angeles to flatbed trains to ship them wherever they want to go. Who knows? Yeah, Rocky's saying there's all these commercials want you to trade in your gold for cash. That's a fool's bet. Because even if gold drops to $500 an ounce, it's still gold. A $20 gold piece in 1850 would buy you the exact same amount of oatmeal that it will buy you today. You know what I'm talking about? An ounce and a half of gold will buy the same amount of oatmeal today as it bought in 1850. That never changes. Oh, thank you. I got my... She's wearing a... What is that? Mossy oak blanket like a babushka. You look like a Russian lady. Are you going to be a refugee? You look like you need a big old bundle on your back. I wish we had the video camera on now. Let's see.
In the move, I don't know what happened to my little beanie
hat. Yeah, you need... Oh, I found them down in the basement. Okay. I found beanie hats, but you got to buy them for me. We're in a post-collapse society. Everything has a fee. She's shaking her fist at me. I asked a question, I think it was yesterday or the other day, about currencies after the collapse. These gentlemen agreed with me. Junk silver will be good. Gold's something to secure your wealth. You're not going to go down to a market with a gold ingot and go, hey, I like that cow. You know, unless you have a just weights and measure system set up, how are you going to do that? But dimes, quarters of silver, things like that may work for people that still believe in that system. But more than likely, it will be .22 caliber shells. It will be non-perishable food. It will be shoes. It will be tools. It will be systems for purifying water, like a pot and a pan, will be currency. Labor, when things start to smooth out, will be a form of currency. Unfortunately, it'll get us right back into the same system where our promised labor. There must be a system, a godly system of no credit. You don't get what you want until you complete the work for the guy. If you say, tell somebody, I'm going to split 3 cords of wood if you give me that handgun. You split the wood first, then get the handgun. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't write on a piece of paper that, you know, oh, give me the gun and then someday I'll finish it. Unfortunately, very few people today, even Christians, stand up to their business agreements. Whether it's their fault, somebody's fault, doesn't matter. We're going to have to learn to be hard and honest. I'm not saying if some guy's family's, you know, hurting, you don't give him a dozen eggs or something. You know, if he's a brother and, you know, you can trust him. That's different. But I'm talking about strangers, common areas. And the post-collapse market will be this. The economy after this whole thing comes down will be how far you can get food products. That will be your market, that you can safely get them there. For a lot of us, that'll be our own neighborhoods, those of us that have pulled out of the cities. So I can go 2 miles, it's 3.5 miles to the downtown metropolitan area of Three Rivers. It's one road. And set up a table and sell our ghost chilies or whatever. That is going to be your entire economic system for a while. So you have to plan for that. So rather than having all this big investments and everything that they're just going to pull the rug out from under, it is better that you take a penalty on a certificate of deposit right now and either invest some of it in gold, which if you want to do that, I'm not going to knock you, but go out and get guns, plows, hoes, rakes, build a chicken coop. Warland's talking about medical. We did talk about medical last night. Right now, they're recommending that people pull out of this whole medical scam that's going on. And I said this before, and you guys, you got to give me credit for this. Just don't take part in it. Go to your doctors and just say, look, I'll give you cash. An example was given that one of the speakers, his daughter, put a bead in her ear. And they went to their HMO or PMO or whatever they call them and said, well, what's it going to cost to get that out? Well, it's going to be $700 or $800 to get that bead out of her ear. Are you kidding? He goes, yeah, well, we got to file the paperwork, we got to do this, we got to do that, the insurance company's going to take its cut. He goes, what if I give you cash? He goes, oh, that's $230. So he just gave him $230, he took care of his daughter, and they went on their way. Now, that doesn't really answer your question, Warren, but people that need meds, I'm med dependent. I'm a type 2 diabetic. But if I lose 60 pounds, I won't be a type 2 diabetic anymore. Praise the Lord, let's hope. But there are other ways. There are herbs. There are garden variety corrections for these ailments that we got ourselves into. Study them now. Purchase these herbs, spices, and tincture-making material. You know what a tincture is? T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E. I think that's right. You make your own medicines. How did Little House on the Prairie folks survive? They didn't have Prozac and Valium and all these blood pressure medicines. Sure, they only lived. And people would say, well, they didn't live that long. How old were the founding fathers? They were in their 80s. Yeah. Don't give me that lie of the media. The guy who broke his back in the mine didn't live very long because he took all of his money from the mine and went and laid with whores and drank whiskey and smoked every Friday. So there's a myth there about the way they live. So the medicine's going to be a key thing. They were talking about, in getting on the medicine thing, these medical savings accounts, MSAs I think they were called, and that's what they recommend businesses do, where everybody pulls their money together, and the Lutherans are doing this. And you just send them, hey, my kid broke his leg, it was $1,100, and everybody sends it in and pays it. Everybody pays a fair share. If you want to do that, that's fine. That's not what I do. We actually have medical insurance, and as you know, I go to the VA. That's the sacrifice I've chosen to make there. Because I know the minute I cancel Lou's medical insurance, he's going to get in a motorcycle, train, airplane accident all at the same time and require like a Jarvik styrofoam brain implant. Let's see. Olima just put up Matthew 8, 25 and 26. And if this isn't King James, get over yourselves. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. We got to have faith, folks, to get through this. We talked about the medical stuff last night, and then we also said if we had a great revival, then as Jesus said, in his name we shall do great things, and great healing shall be done in his name. They talked about a revival. They do both Christians and secular things. This was a Christian outreach that they were doing. They said, but they still keep the Christ stuff in it. But they had a big tent revival somewhere in Tennessee. They had like 3,000 people there, and they brought in a faith healer. I don't talk much about them. But they said, if God blesses, why not? I believe everything in the Bible. So if your group is a part of the revival, the Lord will bless you and put a healer in your group, and he will lay hands on you and heal you. People can mock me and send me emails on that one. I don't care. Do not challenge my faith because of your stupidity. I believe everything in the Bible, and everything is possible. It's the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So those medicines may not be needed, my brother. I pray that because I'm being diligent and trying to eat better and run until my legs are sore. I was dizzy today. I'm shaking now. But I know that I have to prepare myself for a greater battle than the bulge. That's what Stacy's like, but at least you can breathe. Well, if you wouldn't smoke all those cigars, Stacy. She's all laughing. She doesn't smoke cigars. But it's just amazing to me that in a Holiday Inn in Visalia, and then there's like 8 or 9 other places in California they're going to be over the next few weeks. I don't have their schedule in front of me. But these guys talked about everything from, you know, what to do with your IRA? What should you do about your Second Amendment rights? As I told you, they were yelling at churches, at pastors specifically. How to stormproof your assets? Can we save our economy and political freedoms? And then this stuff is real partisan. Democrats are consumed by ideology of fatal conceit. You know, all these newsletters, Monetary Economic Review was one of them that they were teaching out of. I grabbed all the stuff. I grabbed a little bit of everything. On the health things, I just saw something here that popped up. Colloidal silver. Colloidal silver. We talked about that. It's funny. How many people here know about colloidal silver? Like 3 of us raised our hands. And the pastor goes, I still have the generator I bought from your website 10 years ago. And we've been using it all the time, colloidal silver. And if you don't know what that is, you've got to take a look at it. Dr. Francisco Contreras, MD, he's an oncologist, and he's on national radio talk show. And he has a show called Unraveling the New World Order. I've never heard of him, but he really pushes this stuff. Colloidal silver has been used successfully for allergies, parasites, boils, chronic fatigue, candida. I don't even know what that is. Cystitis. It goes through a whole list here. In fact, Lou's probably had half these things. What? Stomach ulcer, lesions, enlarged prostate, meningitis, cornea wounds. I kid Lou, but I, you know, I was going to say, but I love him, but I don't want him to know that. just kidding. They were talking about alternative fuels, the whole thing. The reason I'm sharing this stuff with you is because the Clarion call has gone out, and last night proved that. There were only like 60 people in the room that could have held over 120. People got up and left because they were afraid. Other people were like really scared and didn't know what to do. There was another group of people that were like all caught up on the religious part of it. Especially because he mentioned a few religions that are involved, like the Catholic Church and things like that. There were Catholics there that got upset. I had one Catholic lady come up to me. She goes, everybody knows that all gods are the same and that we all worship the same God, and it doesn't matter. And my pastor rolled his eyes and said, DJ, you handle this. And I tried about 2 minutes of it with this hippy-dippy Catholic lady and walked away. She goes, well, can I get the website to your church? I'd like to come visit. I said, you're not welcome at our church. And, you know, people are going to, you know, say that's kind of mean. But, I, you know, you got to turn some of these people over to their idols. And that's what I did. But then there was, like, another guy there that had a complete pre-trib eschatology, the speaker, one of the speakers. And but we got along great talking to him. And, you know, especially the Calvary Chapel thing. Those pastors from the Calvary Chapels around there getting up and walking out. It was fantastic. Because now I know where they stand. I know that they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the bitter things. They want to continue to propagate lies to keep their pews full of tithing butts. And I'm sorry to be so crass with it, but that's all they're doing. But the good news is that there are answers, there are solutions, and seeing that there's a whole nother... I mean, this guy, this Larry Bates from Fort Collins, Colorado, my adopted hometown. I love it there. He's like, why'd you leave? I said, God called me somewhere else. I was kind of like Jonah. I was beating the head till I got to California. I didn't want to go to California. This is where I'm at. And to see that they're out doing this stuff. I mean, they had a whole thing on seeds, food storage. They had the whole package. Everything that we... I'm like, these guys should be listening to my radio show. Then I found out they have a whole radio network called the ITN. What does it stand for? The ITN. It was like International... Truth Network or something. I got it right here. Let's see, what is this? IRNUSANews.com. Put it on there. IRNUSANews.com. And, I mean, there's stuff in there. They talked about getting better mileage out of your car so that you can turn that money into arming yourself for the cause. It was just nice to see. I went there expecting to have, oh, buy all our gold, buy our silver certificates. Oh, you don't need real gold. I thought it was going to be a scam. But it ended up being, I don't have the one in here for the food, do I? They have a seed plan for $89. You get all the seeds you need and all that kind of stuff. So they're the package deal. And, yeah, it's a traveling road show. But these guys started out by having our pastor do the prayer. They ended with a really long prayer about begging the Lord to start a revival in this nation so we don't have to go through this battle. And they cursed the enemy wherever they saw them. They vowed to not give in, to not take this new monetary chip, to not take vaccines, to not bend over for the New World Order. And it was some good stuff. And if you run across them, and they're in your neighborhood, you know, you can check out their website, as Lou just put it up there, IRNUSANews.com, and Larry Bates is the guy. See, now I moved all my stuff around and I lost it here. Where's the itinerary that was here? I don't know where it was. But A Nation in Crisis, The Meltdown of Money, Government, and Religion. Excuse me. I think I just inhaled a fuzzball. How to Prepare for the Coming Collapse. And, I'm trying to think here. They gave us a little video, but it was basically just an info commercial. It wasn't as good as the other stuff, and you can buy videos from them. Another thing I liked is they didn't have anything from the NRA on their tables. They had the Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington, as Ron Paul puts it. So they promoted guns, too, and that is unusual for me to see pastors. Both speakers are also pastors. The only thing I like is that we're licensed reverends. I'm like, licensed? I didn't know God gave out licenses. But they were talking about guns. And I could see the group from San Luis Obispo. There was an African-American pastor. He seemed like a good guy. And all minority people, there were no white people from his church that were there, and they're like, hee hee, guns, hee hee, I told you, Pastor, we should get some guns. And they're like kind of giggling about it, and he's like, no, we're serious. What good is it if you build up all this stuff if you can't protect it? You know, how are you going to get out of Dodge? Just, people are just going to prey upon you. And they went into what the inner cities are going to be like. They said the United States is going to be like Greece, and they put a bunch of headlines up on Greece where they're killing people and burning people. And Paul McGuire in the past had his own show on KKLA. Yeah, he got bumped off. Minuteman just put that on there. Thank you, Minuteman. Paul McGuire has a bittersweet relationship, with California. He's now in San Diego, and he's on the IRN USA News Network. Interesting guy. Okay, Robbie, thanks for listening while you could. We appreciate it. But McGuire was an interesting guy. At first, I thought I wasn't going to like him because he started all with this pre-trib stuff, and I was like, oh. But he said he hates other pre-trib people because they sit around in their hands and say, let's not engage, let's not get involved. In fact, he told stories about people that said, if you fight the New World Order, it will only delay the coming of Christ. And that will anger God. We should allow them to kill us. Remember I've told you about the quote before, you know, how all these idiots, they quote Gandhi and stuff like that. Well, they had one of Gandhi's assistant, Nehru, said, actually, Gandhi had said many times that if we had had guns, we would have had an armed revolution. But the British were so successful in disarming the Indian people that the only way we could do it was through passive resistance. It was my only option. So they had that book there. They had a bunch of other good stuff. So these guys were well aware. I was guilty of judging them by their titles when they started. But within 5 to 10 minutes of their presentations, their PowerPoint presentations, I was like, wow, this is some good stuff. And again, to recap for you, we are past the tipping point. The amount of assets, liquid assets in the United States is about $9 trillion. We owe, by the Fed and Treasury Department's own admission, $45 trillion. There's no way we can pay off the debt, period. We're going to come back. Liberty Tree Radio is going to be on. I don't know if I'm going to continue to talk about this or not. This is kind of special just for my regular listeners. We've got stuff we can talk about. And again, in the second hour, please call in. It helps the show. We'll be back after the break. Go to dutchjones.info, dutchjones.info. Somebody just made a $25 donation, we see. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Paper money, it's a federal trick without a treat. It's the source of all inflation and the reasons why your ends don't meet. Our founding fathers wrote our Constitution, which states that only Congress has the right to print up dollars backed by gold and silver, which guaranteed the future would be bright. Then Congress signed a contract with some banksters. This happened back in 1910 plus 3. Well, those banksters said, we'll guard your gold and silver and issue paper money for a fee. Paper money, bogus money, it's been proven throughout history. It deceives you while it bleeds you, as it leads you down to tyranny. So now we've got this private corporation, which calls itself the Federal Reserve, whose purpose was to strangle our great nation and plunder from us wealth they don't deserve. Now those banksters sit on top our gold and silver, then warn us not to practice guile or greed.
and then charges compound interest on some paper, which they print up any time they feel the need. Paper money, worthless money, it's a nation's curse since times of old. Things won't ever get no better till we make the Fed give back our gold. Those banksters talk about a new world order and why the USA should play their game. Well, let's throw those traitors out and lock the border before we only have ourselves to blame. Paper money, funny money, it's a ticket stub to tyranny. Gold and silver is the answer. It will reinstate our liberty. We the people have the power. We can reinstate our liberty. We can reinstate our liberty.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is the problem.
This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Hello. I didn't even hear that. Hello, we're back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, and I want to welcome all of our Liberty Tree Radio listeners who jump in here at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. I don't know what time it is where you're at, but here at 6 p.m. We have been talking for about the last hour on You Broadcast and our website and on Facebook and a couple things about a little program I went to about the national debt, about the nation in crisis, the meltdown of money, government, and religion. Answer that and see who that is. See if it's for the... and we are going to continue that a little bit. Is it a caller? Somebody wants to go on? Who is it? On the radio? Ask them if they want to go on the air or if it's a personal call.
Do you want to go on the radio?
You can make sure it's for the radio.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we're going to start out right now with a caller. This is going to be good. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program, and you are on the air, and anything you say, can and will be recorded. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hang it up. Who are we hearing from here?
It's Mel.
Oh, hello, Mel. What do you want to talk about?
Have you heard about the 40 cargo vans that Obama sent out of the country, and something about they want to declare a bank holiday for Veterans Day, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one, but I'm not surprised. It was
and they want to start when they get finished with the holiday. They want to start the global money.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything?
No, I have not heard anything specifically about tomorrow or the white vans, but I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. I mean, I've heard tons of stuff, you know, that was what he took with him on all those aircraft. He took a ton of gold and he left the country. But who knows? It's very possible. Maybe he was paying off other countries to give him a place to go when this thing goes bad.
It sounds like he is split as he expects all hell to break loose.
It sure does to me. I mean, and he's building up his nest around the country with these other Muslim and Hindu and Buddhist. You know, he went to Indonesia and he's just trying to make sure he has a place to go when he gets kicked out of here. But the thing of it is, people are going to blame him for this. The Chinese are not going to be happy about the economy. Whether it's his fault, he's a puppet, it doesn't matter. This is going to be put on his shoulders when it happens. He's an expendable face of the New World Order.
No, I think that's why they put him in office.
Yeah.
They blamed the black guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll never get it. If for some reason they prolong this, nobody will ever want to vote for a black dude again. They'll just keep saying, oh, yeah, let's do that again. You know, they won't see the real facts. It had nothing to do with the color of his skin or the stupidity of his education. He's just a puppet.
That's why they voted for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was put there to take the blame.
Right. But, yeah, I would not be surprised if he left. This meeting that I went to last night at the Holiday Inn in Visalia, people, all these other folks are saying that came from all over the state said, well, we've been seeing white vans everywhere. We've been seeing Homeland Security trucks everywhere. They're getting ready for something. And with Janet Reno telling FEMA that they have 90 days to pre-position all of their resources in all of the different FEMA districts, something's going to happen. At the very least, they're afraid something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then the way the media played up the thing about the missile yesterday, and then they're saying, oh, it was just an optical illusion. You know, and then today a Chinese attack submarine popped up beside the Kitty Hawk over there in the Indian Ocean. And things are getting hot. China's mad. China does not want to lose that $3 trillion they bought in treasury bills. So I wouldn't be surprised if the New World Order says, let's just get the gold and get out of here and let the peasants fight it out.
Yeah, they're going to be confiscating our property.
Yeah, well, it's like I said earlier, that the collateral for those debts is land.
Yeah.
And your labor, not your labor, but American labor, those people that are still part of the system, the future labor, or the future sweat of your brow is what is backing those treasury bills. So, yeah, scary thing. No, I haven't heard anything else about it. If anybody else has, call in and let us know if you know specifics. But I wouldn't be surprised if that whole flotilla he brought was just to get all the gold out of the country, but who knows. It reads more like a adventure movie than reality, but nothing's real anymore, right?
Kind of like one of those Impossible Mission Force movies.
Yeah, it does.
Nothing that's happening is real.
Yeah, it's the total Oz effect. Once you whip back the curtain, you'll know. But they may not let us do that for a few years. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Mel.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Hang that up. Well, thank you. And the number to call in, of course, she's a longtime listener, so she knew the number. She had it memorized because she's a good Dutch Jones listener. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. And we're talking about the monetary collapse because of some stuff that I learned that we have. The government admits to, the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor a reserve, admits to $45 trillion in outstanding debt, and all this stuff's going to flip over. Commercial property balloon is about to bust, that bubble. And there's only $9 trillion of liquid assets, of currency, available. So they're going to have to print more money. And when they do that, we talked yesterday about how the dollar is only going to, be worth nothing. Here we go. Here's another caller. And who are we talking to, and what do you want to talk about?
Hey, it's Rocky Dutch.
Hey, Rocky, what's up?
Oh, not much. Hey, listening to your show. It's an awesome show tonight.
Thank you.
And this is a great subject. And, you know, now, something that I've never really talked to anybody about out there at the church and stuff like that. Have you ever seen the Zeitgeist films?
Yeah, I don't like the Zeitgeist film because it violates Christian doctrine.
Peter Joseph is actually very, very, very atheist.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it at all.
His number two film, though, most of it is about the monetary system.
Sure. That's how cults lure you in or you know, the enemy.
It's still interesting to watch, in my opinion, and all that, even though that you have to just put aside the atheist attitude. Even though he was not really based in religion on the second one.
Sure.
It's still, in my opinion, I think it's still an excellent, excellent film to watch concerning the subject matter.
Yeah, I mean, I still take stuff from Alex Jones and listen to it, even though I don't like him, and I still listen to other people, and I put a filter on it and make sure I don't get deluded. But the Zeitgeist thing, as soon as the first time I saw it, I was like, this is a load of crap. You know, making fun of the Trinity and that stuff. But yeah,
exactly.
The monetary stuff they're talking about, that doesn't mean... That's what they'll do. They'll mix a little poop in with good beef stew, as I always say here. And, you know, you got to figure out a way to strain the poop out. But that doesn't mean that his facts are wrong or anything in this other one. But the financial crisis is real. A lot of people are talking about it, and it's starting to really come to a point where... Well, from what I've been studying, it's past the tipping point where we can't recover from it, and that's the plan. Destroy the dollar, destroy America, redistribute the wealth, and everybody gets to be either a slave or a slave owner.
That's right. And I didn't realize that Obama was out of the country until today.
No.
And all this stuff happens, you know, with the missile.
Yeah.
And the Kitty Hawk and all that. Oh, yeah. It always happens when he's out of the country, doesn't it?
Sure does.
It sure does. Yeah.
That's one of the problems of being a truck driver. You're kind of stuck, and you have to listen to commercial radio, I know, until you get to stop and turn on your internet, right?
Yeah, well, I'm stopped right now. I'm parked again.
Good.
For all our listeners, I've had one ticket that was my fault. The other one was mine, wasn't. So I'm going to be fighting that one.
Remember, don't say ticket, taxation. It's another form of taxation on you guys. All the truckers out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They're going to bleed you out of every penny. Okay, Rocky, thanks for calling in.
Definitely. And I do want to say, I did get some more pictures of another military vehicle, too.
Sure. Yeah, anybody just take...
American.
Anytime you see what looks like foreign military vehicles, get pictures of them, get the bumper numbers, get the insignia, try and talk to them, act like a doofus tourist, go, hi, where are you from? You know, and get all the info you can and send it in to us. We'll pass it up the line to the other people that we're networking with, and we will make sure that other people in that area find out about it.
Did you ever get those pictures of the other ones I sent up on the website? Did you bother to put them up or anything?
No, the Chinese vehicles?
Yeah,
we didn't put them up because you know we saw they were Chinese vehicles, but we need to know where they're going and stuff. But we did see them, and we thank you for sending those in.
The guy told me this. I asked him, and he was a little skeptical of talking first. So I can tell you it was probably even Sadie's, and he said, "Well, they're going to White Sands."
Yeah, that's just to catch all. Oh, they're going to be targets, or you know.
Yeah, not those. Those were brand new. Yeah,
just like the Soviet tanks that are going to be offloaded in a few weeks in L.A., and they're looking for people to drive them to the railheads to load them up.
I wanted to ask you about that. That was actual. You actually saw that somewhere?
I saw that as an ad in Craigslist, and they're looking for drivers. Now, somebody could have put it there just to be a provocateur, but the name of the company, I called it. People answered the phone and said they'd fax them a resume and all that stuff. So it's a legitimate back. You know, there's at least some depth to the ad if they went through the effort. They were serious, and they're looking for heavy equipment operators to move armor. Vehicles, Soviet armored, former Soviet armored vehicles, somewhere in California. Now, they may say, oh, well, they're going to go to Fort Irwin, Desert Weapons Training Center, and, you know, play off for, because they have a whole Russian army out there that plays opposition force for our guys and our allies.
Right.
Because people have called me from, if you're not familiar, Barstow, just outside of Barstow, there's a place called Fort Irwin. It's an army base that they do a lot of desert training out there, getting our guys ready to go die in Afghanistan and Iran and stuff. And the people out there, the militias out there, will call me and go, we just saw a Soviet tank coming downtown Yermo. And I'm like, okay. And then, you know, that's usually what it is. It's these visiting forces that play the enemy, the Op 4. And they're there. We have people that are members of our little network here that are military members at Fort Irwin, so we can always call them and say, hey, are the Russians there this weekend? Yeah, they're here for 2 weeks. And it happens. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be alert and that we shouldn't be aware of it and that you shouldn't share it with others.
Exactly. So let's make that the tip of the day for Rocky Hill. And if you have a camera, keep it charged, keep it in your car. Definitely.
Learn how to use your cell phone camera fast.
Right, learn how to use your, and be stealthy about it too, being kind of nonchalant. You don't want to draw attention to yourself, don't get your license plate number. You could bring danger to yourself.
Sure, sure. Okay, well, thank you for calling in, Rocky.
All right, take care, Dutch.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye. Good, and two callers.
People that live in this phone.
We got to turn that up a little bit. People can't hear it. 559-561-8225. We are going to have some fun with Glenn Beck, but I don't think we're going to do that right now. We'll wait to see. If you want to call in, stuff you're seeing, stuff you're thinking. What is your opinion of this stuff I'm sharing with you? If you're just tuning in, you're like, well, what are you talking about? That we're past the tipping point, that we can't possibly pay off any of this debt, that it's all just a scam, that it's all an international plot by people that started decades, centuries ago to destroy us. The best thing that can happen here is for there to be a revival in America, turn to the Lord, and just fight for our brethren, our sons, our daughters, for our faith, for our way of life. It freaked out the Calvary Chapel pastors last night. I loved it. I loved watching their grinding their teeth when these speakers are getting up and saying, it's your fault, these mamby-pamby preachers in this country that won't build Christians' hearts and minds the way that they were supposed to be. The American Revolution started in the pulpits. The American Revolution started in the churches. The militias were in the churches. The pastors of these little towns in the 13 colonies were the de facto military leaders. Sure, they had executive officers, had experience, but the chaplains were the ones that put the things together, were there to make sure that they had their weapons and everything in order. I read to you right out of history about Lexington and Concord. And the chaplain, the pastor there, the name is, my head's not working right now. He trained his men to fight, and when asked, will your men stand? And he said, I prepared them for this very moment. Trying to remember the name. Help me out, Minuteman. You know who I'm talking about. The pastor at Lexington. Lou, help me here.
Jonas Clark.
Jonas Clark. Thank you, Lou. Jonas Clark. Pastor Jonas Clark. But this has gone beyond just a list of grievances. This says they are actively pursuing their plan of tyranny by destroying the American economy. It is a communist, fascist plot, whatever you want. I don't care who you pick to hate in this one. They shift, they switch, they use the bad guys they can, and they move on. But the fact of it is, it's always been the international bankers. It's always been the power elite, whether they're the scientific elite like the Fabian socialist eugenics people were, or now it could be the media elite, or it could be, it doesn't matter. They'll use whoever they want to, and they're going to squeeze you dry out of every single penny you have. And then when they're done with you, they're going to throw your body on a heap and they're going to set it on fire and walk away. I loved it last night during this little conference that I went to with Larry Bates and I forgot his name again. What happened to the one sheet I had? Here, hang on, guys. I'm like Obama. I need my teleprompter. Paul McGuire, author of The Day the Dollar Died, and A National Crisis by Dr. Larry Bates. They were both speakers here last night, and not at our church, but in Visalia. And only about 60 people showed up, and about 10 of those walked out when it got real. They got real upset. Some of the questions that were raised, is it possible to have a peaceful revolution and restore the rule of law? Yes, if we allow God to work through us and we have a great awakening and it is the Lord's will. Do I think that's going to happen? I don't know. I don't pretend to know the mind of God. I'm just a feeble little guy here. But given history, I don't think so, because I don't think there's going to be a revival, and I don't think people are going to wake up. It's going to be dependent upon the remnant to carry the burden of this battle. Now, what happens if the U.S. defaults on its loans? I can tell you what happens in history. The vultures come to roost. First, the banks. The banks, the corporations, are the new kingdoms. They're going to swoop in and they're going to take us apart piece by piece. International corporations are the new kings, period. They're just as bloody, there's just as much intrigue, there's just as much backstabbing, but that's the fact. Second, it'll be nations. China's going to come in and say, we want that Central Valley where you grow all your food here in California. It was funny, they were talking about food storage and all this, and then I think it was my pastor said, well, we already live in the breadbasket of the world. We can grow our own food here. If they would just give us our water back, talking about the federal imposed drought that's going on here. But that makes us a target, too. We may not have anything that's going to be nuked, but we will be a target for seizure, either by our own government or by foreign governments. I'm going to say China. China has the most to lose because they invested heavily in this country. And maybe wisely so, because they need the lumber, they need the timber, they need the raw resources, and they need the slave labor to keep their plan of world domination going. Don't buy for a minute this whole, oh, they've gone capitalist. There are two types of capitalism. There is monotheistic, well, I guess you could, monolithic capitalism, where a core group controls everything, and that doesn't make it good. You got fascism, socialism, all those other things in there. Then you've got free market capitalism, and I'm not even a big fan of capitalism. I like free markets the way they were in the Bible. Joe has a sheep, he needs chickens, he goes and trades the sheep for chickens. But once you start doing venture capital and those kind of things, it opens it up to greed, because it's not money is evil, but the love of money is evil. So China is tied up in this. They've been using capitalism of a different breed, not the same capitalism that is used in this nation or free nations around the world. It's almost a type of pseudo-fascism, because who owns the means of production and who regulates it? The government. You can't go to China and say, hey, I'm going to open up a widget factory without them having a finger in everything you do and without them putting their nephews and nieces and uncles in key positions. It's just the power elite, the oligarchy. Communism is just an oligarchy. The rule of the few over the rule of the many. Oligarchy. Oligarchy. Spell it yourself. But you've got to understand that these things are important. History is important. And so what I think is going to happen, because people are always asking me, that there's going to be a seizure of our assets. First by corporations, because they're really the rulers of the land, and then by nations when they're allowed to. China will say, hey, wait a minute, if you want to use our troops, we get a chunk of that. And one of the shortages they have in China because of their social engineering is they need women. And where are all the women? All these liberal, self-made women in America. You want to be a Chinese sex slave? Be a breeder for China? Keep on believing how you're believing and keep on promoting your lifestyle. This nation, we keep aborting our babies while the rest of the world is having tons and tons of children. Just like the Muslim influence. Somebody at Warland says, the Muslims would love to shut down the California wine industry. Yeah, they want our olive oil. We got many enemies, folks. Everybody out there is just itching to watch us fall. And that's what the New World Order is counting on, these petty conflicts. Well, I shouldn't say petty because they're very real. That was wrong. These many varied conflicts. I don't mean to use petty there. I take that back. Let me rewind that one. During the Napoleonic Wars, when Britain and when Napoleon and Lord, what was his name? Wellington, were in their final battle at Waterloo. No, Lou, I didn't tell you to go get water. Sit down. At Waterloo, there were spies from the Rothschilds there, the bankers, which were banking on both sides, were funding both sides. I'm going to apply it to the Russian Revolution here in a minute. On both sides. And back then, they didn't have the technology that they have today. So it was critical that the spies would report the result of the warfare before the media could of the day, which meant they needed swift riders that were at the battlefield to get the message back to England. And I believe the technology is they used homing pigeons across the point of Calais, across the English Channel. The financial markets in London were waiting to hear who won. If Napoleon won, it was ruined for England. All was lost. Well, of course, as we know, Wellington won. But the Rothschilds sent message via carrier pigeon, rider, swimmer, however they got it there in that technology of the day, that Napoleon had won. It struck fear into the markets. So then the Rothschilds and the rest of the New World, and Rothschild means Red Shield, they're Jews, Jewish bankers, went in and they bought everything up for 10 cents on the pound note, you know, 10% or whatever it was. And 12 to 20 hours later, the press of the day or the writers of the day came and said, oh no, Wellington won. It was too late. Billions of dollars from that time had shifted and changed hands. All predicated on a lie and a manipulation of warfare. The New World Order manipulates warfare to their advantage. It's an industry to them. Crank forward to the Bolshevik Revolution. The New World Order banks, the Rothschilds, funded everyone in World War I and triggered the Bolshevik Revolution two ways. One, by creating a European World War. They didn't call it that at the time, but it was a great war, which brought everybody to bear, and they funded all of it. They loaned money to nations so that they could make the machines of war and pay and move people and everything. And then they triggered a revolution by sending Trotsky and his thugs in, and Stalin and those guys, and forced a communist revolution on the people of Russia. As bad as you may say having a king or a czar is, it was nowhere near as bad as what came later. And the peasants didn't want it. By the use of killings, tortures, manipulation of the media, the Soviet communists triggered a revolution, which pulled Russia out of the picture. And they were funded by both sides. The New World Order is perfect at this. They know exactly what they're doing. The only difference is now they have technology on their side. They can push a button and empty bank accounts. They don't need to manipulate and pay people off anymore. They've embedded back doors in these programs. You're telling me that Bill Gates, everybody loves Bill Gates, hasn't programmed all of the bank stuff that he can just move it when he wants to? The surveillance, and World War II. Who do you think made it possible for Hitler to swoop in and take over Germany so swiftly? It was the corporations, the bankers. Do you know how he knew where every single Jew was and every gun owner in Germany was? The census. And who did the census? The registration of guns and the census was done by IBM, International Business Machines. The first use of a computer, really, the punch cards, was used in Germany to round up Jews and gun owners. The corporations knew. You can say what you want about Hitler. I could care, you know, he was, you know, Antichrist, all that stuff. We're not going to talk about that today. But he was a tool of the New World Order. And when he was done, he got a bullet in his head, a cyanide tablet. Lincoln, same thing. After the Civil War, what happened to Lincoln? Because some say he was shot because he was going to go after the bankers. I don't know. I think he was killed because he was a tyrant. Kennedy. It's always been the same people, the bankers and the corporations. Well, now the bankers and the corporations are the most powerful. Well, I'm sorry, Lou. Thanks for the cue. We're going to get out of here for this half hour. We'll be back for one more half hour. Please keep calling in. I want your input. As soon as the show's over, we're running into Bible study. So you won't get to call me afterwards. If you got a comment or a question, now's the time to do it. We'll be back right after the break. This is Dutch Jones on the Liberty Tree Radio Network and on Dutch Jones's radio network. I don't really have a network, but anyway, we'll be back.
We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us. And take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival, escape routes, and plans, and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel
in. Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is an emergency.
Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Did you believe him?
I don't care if you believe me. Challenge everything I say. Go read. Go look it up. Start your own radio show. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. This is the last half hour of our 4 half hours, which would be 2 hours, of our cavalcade of information coming to you every day, Monday through Friday, from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. Yesterday was only half an hour because I went off to a little conference with Larry Bates. That sounds like Larry Bates, like Norman Bates or somebody. He was actually a pretty good guy. It was called A Nation in Crisis, The Meltdown of Money, comma, Government, and Religion. I think religion should have been first, but that's just my point of view. I'm getting some weird IMs. People are saying, well, this is what we deserve. We get this for telling the rest of the world how to live. You got to realize, there are two Americas, folks. There are the people that control America that have taken it over. Yeah, maybe because we didn't put up a good enough fight since 1861 and all that. And then there's the rest of us that want America to be what it used to be. I don't fly the American flag anymore for a reason, but I would love for it to be what the Founding Fathers had instilled and even improve upon that, even improve upon what they did. But to say that, oh, it's just the natural end of an empire, America's chickens have come home to roost, whatever. But I'm going to keep fighting because I'm a Christian soldier. I am called to occupy both spiritually and physically. And I am not going to lay down and let the New World Order or China or the Muslims or anyone that is an enemy of Jesus Christ come in and roll over me, my family next, my church, and select people in my community. Because some of the people in my community, I just want a time to a tree and slap them around for an hour. And then they're going to, I don't want to kill them or anything, but they're going to bring about their own deaths because of their own stupidity. So I just got another one. Let's see here what this guy's saying. Nothing bad. Okay. And I like the folks that listen on Facebook, but a lot of them that I talk to are just getting into it or counter to it. And like you guys know, I get a lot of Christian identity. And like last night, we're having this major discussion about what Christians are called to do and what we need to do and how we need to prepare. And somebody comes up, well, what about the Christmas tree? Excuse me? Well, don't you think that because we use pagan Christmas trees that this is inevitable that we're being cursed and that we should be wiped out and that this is our own fault because we use Christmas trees? And I was getting ready to yell at the guy, and it wasn't even my conference, but you know me, I'm a big mouth. And where's the guy's name? I lost the piece of paper again. One of the hosts, I lost it again. Got up and said, well, actually, we are instructed to occupy and hold dominion over all things on this planet. And all things are Christian made, or Christ made, right? The God made them. He was there in the beginning in Genesis. Who made the Christmas tree? Well, the tree, yeah. He goes, and he goes, so what if, you know, it goes back to pagan stuff? We occupy and take over. We've allowed them to take over our stuff. Yeah. And the minute we allow Christmas to become a secular holiday, and we don't get people to say Merry Christmas and people stop practicing the rituals, then we're giving up. So I like Christmas trees. I'm not crazy about Christmas, to be honest with you, but I like Christmas trees. So we're going to see a lot of weirdness. People are going to split hairs and go, well, it's the Presbyterians' fault. They're really weird because they do this and they do that. No, it's get away from corporate religion and just, you know, say it's fallen America's fault. But the answer is we turn back to the Lord. He backs us up in this battle and we win. And we win. And we continue to go out of our way. Yes, we're supposed to as Christians to punish the enemies of Christ on earth. God will judge their soul, lest not we be judged, but we will judge their actions here as God has given the sword of justice to men in the positions of power that he appoints there. So, for people to say that we as Christians should be pulled out of this fight, that we shouldn't be standing up and putting our feet down and saying, this is it, I will go no further. It's ridiculous. I want no part of that attitude. It's blasphemous. It's unhistorical. And above all, it's unbiblical. It's unbiblical. And so, you know, I understand, you know, but don't send me these IMs that this is our own fault. You know, I mean, I could see if you're saying like, oh yeah, we're being judged, but, you know, we should just allow this all to pass. Because like I said earlier, I think I said it in the first hour, there are Christians out there who said, how dare you? You're interfering with God's plan by fighting the New World Order. You should allow the New World... See, I'm getting... You keep hearing these boops. I should allow the New World Order to do what they want to do. And that's not the way it should be. 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. And you're not the only one, Darren. but people are saying that we don't have a right to defend ourselves against these things. And it's kind of a side thing. But I think as Christians, we have a right to stand up for Christians everywhere. We have a duty, not just a right, but a duty. We're called to do that. Man, it won't post. I tried to post a response. It's not my Facebook isn't working. I tried to post a response here, and it won't, there it goes. Now it's going. But yeah, I'm getting these weird IMs. But we have to stand. We're called to stand. We're called to occupy the entire world, not just America, the entire world. And for a fact, like the question of Islam, it's not a legitimate religion. People want to be communist, fine. People want to be Muslim. People want to be drunks. That's fine. But when it affects his people and his kingdom, then we do have a right to respond. I said the number too fast. 559-561-8225. And so I said that slow enough that I get accused of that all the time. I say it too fast. And I wonder why people don't call. They're like, hey, I can't call in. But differing opinions are always welcome. You know, I usually interpret things wrong, when, especially when it's in print. People send me this email, and I'm like, why are you mad at me? I wasn't mad at you. I was actually agreeing with you. And I'll reread it and go, okay. I don't know why you call me a big idiot. That doesn't sound like you're agreeing with me. No, I meant it in a loving way, you big idiot. Here we go. Hello, who are you, and what do you want to talk about?
Hey, it's Darren.
Oh, go ahead. Let me turn you up a little bit here. Go ahead, Darren.
No, have we talked about the missile plane?
No,
anomaly tonight?
We did a little bit, but the last thing I heard is they're saying it was just a contrail on a jet.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm like, no way. So go ahead, what do you want to say? It's your forum.
Oh, okay. Well, first off, you can look at the plume itself, okay? Now, this is something that's starting out at sea level, and it's going off into the atmosphere. And it's gonna, the plume will change because it's changing in the atmosphere, right? There's less water vapor as it goes up. So it'll be a smaller plume as it goes higher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, CNN is saying, oh, well, no, it's just the way it's angled, and if you, you know, take a mirror and look at yourself and see a reflection in your eyeball, you can clearly see it's an optical illusion. I don't think so, pal.
Yeah.
Also, you can see the flame from it, you know? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I actually bumped into an old friend of mine tonight. Hadn't seen him in 10, 15 years, and... he's down with the New World Order and all the latest pop AJ stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about this missile.
Well, and it's tough to decide what the missile means. Is it false flag? Is it China saying, hey, we're still here? Who knows? But it's happening, and the fact they're trying to cover it up tells me it has value.
Somebody put out there, I think it was Gary Franchi, put out there that it was a mishap on a false flag. They were going for a false flag, and it mishapped. And I actually wonder if that's the case. Did someone say, no, I'm not going to follow through with this unlawful order?
Yeah, and send it into the sea.
Yeah.
Could be. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, especially if Gary Franchi's thinking that, too. He's got his mind wrapped around it. Yeah, maybe they instructed those guys to nuke a U.S. city, blame it on China or on terrorists, because terrorists can afford a nuke sub now. They would have just blamed it on Iran, and whoever was in there said, no, at the last minute, I'm not doing it. Just like they, if you guys don't remember, up in North Dakota a couple days ago, 50 missiles went offline, and they couldn't control them for a few hours.
You know, I was talking about that today with someone. I have on my website, I've got a list of things that are just kind of crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all these different circumstances, that being one of them. The other is that there was a new viral software out there that can take over a power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of it has been reverse engineered. And I propose the idea, what if some of that software was for nuclear power plants and nuclear warheads.
Well, and then look what happened at Yankee Power Plant. They had an explosion.
Uh-huh. Several plants had explosions.
Yeah.
Their transformers blew up.
Yeah.
They didn't keep them cool or something. I don't
know. Yeah.
And so these warheads went offline, and this was just after the news was released about this viral software. A week and a half, 2 weeks later, we lose control over 50 warheads. That just seems a little bit of a coincidence there.
Oh, and if you listen to, like, the Fringe Radio, they're saying, well, maybe it was UFOs. That's always the blame it on the UFOs.
You know, no alien, as best as I can tell, no alien is trying to take away my civil liberties.
No, I have no problem with those guys.
You know, when I find out that they're trying to take away my civil liberties, they're dead meat.
Right.
That simple.
Yeah.
And there was one other thing. Oh, yes. Back in 2007, I don't know if you're aware of this. This is news. Someone actually posted this today, and it actually is about a naval exercise, and a Chinese nuclear sub just pops up in the middle of their military exercise.
Yeah, we saw that. It was in the Indian Ocean. It was the Kitty Hawk.
Yeah, and this was back in 2007.
Okay, because when it was posted, sent to me, it was that it currently happened, so it's a rehash.
Yes, and you know, it's old, but it kind of fits into it. You know, if China can, like, pop up their sub in the middle of a joint exercise undetected, why can't they park it off our coastline and not be detected?
Yeah. And then inversely, let's take it away from China. Why can't, you know, Obama, Simulato, whoever he is, who's got trillions of dollars in drug money and terrorist money, buy his own sub and just hide it somewhere? The drug runners in the Gulf of Mexico are using old diesel subs, so it's not beyond the reach of rich, just regular, common, everyday criminals to get them. Who knows who could do it?
This is I have trouble getting my mind around that. I've heard this. I don't know. It's a little bit more than, you know, pressing, you know, turning a key and pressing a button and having that baby go up into the air. It's there's a lot of technical stuff.
Right.
You have to know calculus or something.
Well, they can always, you know, at gunpoint or higher. But the my point is the list of suspects can be huge. But if you apply Occam's razor, it's usually the most simple. And I like what you were saying at the beginning. It could have just been somebody refusing to launch it at L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. It's either that or it was China.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
I do not believe that, and I've heard this, that, you know, Osama was just, you know, flexing muscle and saying, see what we can do? I'm not buying that.
It could be Saudi Arabia. Yemen's getting mad. Who knows? But yeah, your point is well taken. It's most likely who it looks like it is. And it's funny because we get those, they announce them here. We know when they're going to, they launch them over our heads and they fire them at Fort Irwin or China Lake Naval Base, and they fly usually like the cruise missiles and stuff, and they make a big deal. People get out their lawn chairs and watch them. And when this one came out of nowhere, except for the news helicopter crew that was up there, first thing that entered my mind is, like, China doesn't want us to dump those T-bills.
Right. Right. And we're making friends with their neighbors.
India. They do not like India having us right there and dumping a bunch of money into them.
Now, keep in mind, it was China that sold India the bomb in the first place.
Yeah.
I bet they're kicking themselves in the butt for that one.
Yeah, the menagerie of international hijinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good call. Do you have anything else?
No.
No?
One other thing.
Go ahead.
Death to the New World Order.
There you go, brother. I hear you. Thank you for calling in, and always welcome to call in and share what your views are. Thanks.
All right, bro.
Good night.
Good night.
There you go. This is an open venue. This is, you know, we don't have to agree on everything. And it's good. You always learn something when somebody calls in. You folks that are out there, make sure you check out DutchJones.info, 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 J-O-E-N-S. Boy, it's fast tonight. Who do we have, and what do you want to talk about?
Dutch is Rocky again. I just saw the news that the drill in Los Angeles, the missile, it has now been confirmed it is swamp gas from Venus.
I didn't know Venus had swamp gas.
I guess so. No, I'm just kidding. I just want to call it and say that. We were talking about...
Okay, thanks, Rocky.
All right, take care. That's right.
Swamp gas from Venus. Yeah, okay. Let's see. U.S. military is probably just testing a weapon, and they just didn't tell us. Tax dollars at work that needed to be spent. Holy Ma says, that's, you know, that could be it, too. Or the missile failed. They were probably launching it at somebody, and they missed. But yeah, you could do that too. So, it doesn't matter what it is, really. Let's be honest here. Doesn't matter if it's false flag. Doesn't matter if it's China. The fact is that these things are going on. The Lord's given us this time of grace to strengthen ourselves spiritually first, physically second, our fellowship with one another. And He's going to do what He's going to do when He's going to do it. We have to keep getting ready. We have to keep training. We have to keep preparing for everything we can possibly imagine, given history, biblical knowledge, and potential, and it's going to be something we don't even think about. You leaving now? Okay. See you down there. Do not think for a minute that I have all the answers. Do not think that you have all the answers. They're going to keep lying to us. They're going to keep deceiving us. That tells us that they're evil. If our government was doing everything right, they wouldn't have to lie. They wouldn't have to steal. They wouldn't have to murder. They would just be biblical about it and be honest about it. Kill those that need to be killed. It's funny, they murder resistors, but they let murderers live on death row. They parole serial killers and they continue to kill again, but they murder protesters and religious separatists and racial separatists. And it's just there. You will know them by their fruits is the simplest way for me to put this. For those of you that aren't Christian, that means you can judge somebody not by what he says he's going to do, but by what he actually does. That's how we know who our enemies are. That's how we know who has their rifles pointed at us. Now, last night we were discussing, I asked about the Oath Keepers, and they said everybody in the Army right now that's over a certain age, let's say 30, loves the Constitution, loves America. You know, not everybody, but the majority of them. It's the kids that were raised on MTV, out of the churches, raised on the streets, raised playing, what do they call those point of view, first-person shooter games, that don't care who they're killing as long as they're killing. That's the people in our own military that we have to worry about. I judge them by their fruits. I watch these videos. I see how they treat people in other countries, and that's how they're going to treat you. I know who my enemies are by what they're doing day to day. Not by what they tell me they're going to do. Not by what they say they're limited by this or limited by that. It's just like the courts. Oh, the courts are great. Constitution this, Constitution that. But what really happens? They throw the Constitution out the window. Voting. Voting, voting, voting. Everybody kept saying last night, if you don't vote, you can't complain. I say, yes, I can complain because the Lord has given me the right to complain. I don't vote because I don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils. That's a sin. If there's a righteous person, or in this case a woman, I'll vote for her when we voted for governor. But look at what's going on. Look in Alaska. They're arguing over write-in votes, over whether or not they spelled the names right. It's a joke. I judge them by their fruits. What are the results of their so-called free elections? The very fact that our country no longer uses the word republic, when these kids do that false pledge of allegiance that was created by communists, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. It doesn't say democracy, but what does everybody say now? Democracy, democracy, democracy. The children, you know, you people that let your kids go to the public cesspool system, they've been programmed. They get to destroy our generation, you and me, because they've got the kids already. They've got 90% of the kids because you people refuse to homeschool. You're too lazy, too stupid, too unaware. I don't know what your excuse is, but if you put your kids in the public cesspool system, they're going to come out drones of the system. Anybody who thinks they can take an innocent, beautiful, well, not innocent, but defenseless six-year-old and stick him in with Marxist teachers and brutal, savage children, they're going to come out good and wholesome and clean. There's something wrong with you. Now, I know some people go, well, I don't have a choice. I'm a single mom. Well, then you counter that education by spending 5 hours a night deprogramming them. Instead of using the government as a babysitter, find a way. Find a way. They destroyed the Christian family in America, starting with what do they call it? During the Kennedy periods and Johnson, what did they call that? Where they, you know, everybody got on welfare. Oh, want welfare? The man has to be out of the picture. You can't have a man in your house. The government became daddy, destroyed the kids. You will know them by their fruit. Everybody who sits there goes, oh, this is a God bless America, right or wrong. Since 1865, they've been hell-bent on the destruction of America. And it even started before that. You know, you look at the Unitarians and the deists and the things that they did. I mean, from the get-go. Our enemies are the enemies of Christ. That's the easiest way to put it. someone's an enemy of Christ, they're my enemy. I don't care if they live in Istanbul or they live in Chicago. They're my enemy. I can get to the ones that live around me, so I deal with that. I have an AO, an area of operations, an area of interest. The Great Society, thank you, Mel. The Great Society was the great scam. The people that were the hippies in the 60s that are so proud of themselves for what they did in defeating the blood, you know, creating what they called a bloodless revolution at the time and taking over government are the people that are destroying your families or have destroyed. It's done. We're past the tipping point. Now comes the final battle. And I'm not talking eschatology-wise. I'm not talking, you know, all that stuff. I'm not going to do it. I'm talking about what they think they're going to do. The final push is coming up. It may be 6 months, it may be 3 years, but it will be soon. This stuff is going on so fast, I can't believe it's happening. I used to say this stuff and go, there's no way it's going to happen in my lifetime. I was wrong. Folks, you got to make a stand. You got to make a stand now and pray to Jesus Christ that it's not going to happen the way we fear it's going to happen, that it will happen His way, that there will be a revival and our enemies will fall like matchstick men as they come against us. Do everything you got to do righteously, coram Deo, in the face of God. There'll be no shame. You will have a place in heaven and you'll be rewarded, not with virgins, but with the loving embrace of our Creator, Jesus Christ. Folks, if you like what you're hearing here, keep supporting us. Keep us on the air. We need your donations. We want to move to a better location so we don't have dropouts. We need to move. We need to get out of this location into a place that has better utilities and all that kind of stuff, folks. So do your part. I do my part. And if it's God's will, we'll move. Remember, DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info. Check out the links to America's Providential History, the sermons. I stand on the shoulders of great men, and I tap into a great stream of knowledge and awareness, not of me. My wisdom's not mine. It was won by reading others and learning from others. If you want to see why I say what I do, examine who my teachers are. We'll be back tomorrow with something. I don't know what, but it'll be something. God bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty.